Appearing before the House Armed Services Committee last month, several top military officials supported another round of BRAC, base realignment and closure. Among them, General Stephen Wilson, Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force.
We think we have about 25% excess capacity at our bases. We think that in today's budget environment, it makes sense to invest wisely. BRAC would help us to do smart investment of the bases preparing for the future. And we could take the money we're spending on the excess infrastructure and put that back into solving some of our fiscal problems.
BRAC has reared its head six times since 1988, and Naval Air Station Pensacola has been impacted by two of them. The base lost its aviation depot in 1993, and in 2003, the Naval Air Basic Training Command moved to NAS Corpus Christi, Texas. It was replaced in Pensacola by NETSI, the Naval Education and Training Command.
I expect a BRAC to occur during Donald Trump's presidency.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Fort Walton Beach, is a member of House Armed Services.
I don't think that it's all that productive to wring our hands about the fears of BRAC. I think that we should be preparing right now to win BRAC and to attract mission to Northwest Florida and to have even more military activity contributing to our economy and to the nation's defense.
Gaetz says with the military's needs to operate more efficiently very evident, Northwest Florida must not let the impending round of base closings hinder the region's preparation for it. He points to efforts seeking improvements in the Gulf testing range off Eglin Air Force Base.
A lot of the radar systems and equipment out in the Gulf Range are from the 1970s. And if we can make an investment now, before BRAC, in the capabilities in Northwest Florida, then that functions as BRAC-proof for the unique elements of our mission.
Another example of a possible BRAC-proof operation locally is the cybersecurity mission at Corry Station. Thanks to their work on IT infrastructure with the University of West Florida and Pensacola State College.
That's where warfare is moving, to cyberspace. It's where the resources will move. And so by preparing for that now with our advocacy and with incremental funding, we put ourselves in the best position not only to maintain what we have in a potential BRAC, but to get even more.
In Santa Rosa County, NAS Whiting Field, according to County Commissioner Don Salter, is the county's largest economic engine, generating roughly $1.2 billion per year, both directly and indirectly.
The military is about 34% of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton's economy. So it's extremely important that we do whatever it takes to not only protect but grow those military bases as well.
Santa Rosa has been taking steps over the years to BRAC-proof Whiting, with Salter, an Army veteran, at the tip of the spear for the past quarter century.
I was a chairman of the BRAC 91, BRAC 93, BRAC 95, and then the BRAC 2005 for Santa Rosa County.
Among lessons learned from previous base closings, he says, is where communities did not partner with the military to protect the base's fence line.
They allowed incompatible development around those fence lines. Incompatible development most of the time is residential development, and that impairs the mission of that base, especially if you're in the aviation business.
Santa Rosa's strategy is to purchase land within a one-mile radius of Whiting Field and develop it for uses that can go hand in glove with the military. Salter says one good choice for a tenant most of the time is industrial.
One of our first purchases was 269 acres immediately adjacent to the back gate at Whiting, and we are working diligently to turn that into a Whiting Aviation Maintenance Park where we would recruit aircraft maintenance companies.
But Salter concedes that the unpredictability of the Trump administration could throw them some BRAC curveballs. The cure for that, he believes, is conducting the next round in public.
That way, we know what the rules are. We just don't want to see military leadership on their own start to move missions around without having public input, and that's what's going to happen if we don't have another public BRAC.
Whether a BRAC is good or bad depends on how you fare under it. Case in point, Eglin Air Force Base benefited from the 2005 round by getting the Army's 7th Special Forces Group. Good for Eglin, but bad for Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.